She was married to Zubair ibn al-Awam radiyallahu anhu. Zubair ibn al-Awam was amongst those Sahaba who were given the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. Zubair radiyallahu anhu was gone out with the Prophet of Allah. Was gone out with the Prophet of Allah in a particular campaign. And when she got married to Zubair radiyallahu anhu, she said Zubair owned nothing. She said, I walked into a house when Zubair had nothing but one horse. Kuntu a'lifu farasahu. The riwayat of Ibn Sa'd. I used to give fodder to the horse. Wa kuntu adukku nawa linadihihi. And I used to take the date pits, crush it, make powder of it, and I used to give it to the camel. This is the house I walked in. He had a particular land which was at the distance of 2 miles. Daily I used to go to that land. I used to bring the date pits. One day she says, I was returning from the land. وَالنَّوَى عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ. And the date pits were on my head. It was extremely hot. The heat was intense. وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ مَعَ أَصْحَابِهِ. Nabi alayhi salam is walking with his sahaba. He looked at me and he pitied my condition. He came there, he dropped his camel down. And he said, "Ikh," that, oh Asma, come, you know, mount on. Asma radiallahu anha says, فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ. Modesty gripped me. Imagine my sister. Today you don't mind rubbing your shoulders in the midst of a mall to go and satisfy your lust and your pleasure. And Asma in extreme heat, in extreme severity, when the Nabi of Allah put the camel down and said, Asma, mount on. She said, the modesty kept me back. And then, ذَكَرْتُ الزُّبَيْرُ وَغَيْرَتَهُ وَكَانَ مِنْ أَغْيَرِ النَّاسِ. Wallah, I cannot tell you in words what a woman. She said, I was about to mount. And then I thought of the possessive nature of my husband Zubair. If my Zubair comes to know, I got onto the back and the Prophet of Allah was there. Obviously, that's okay. But there were other Sahaba, there were other men. I know he will feel offended. He will feel insulted. Accommodating the sensitivity and the possessive nature of my husband Zubair, I declined and I said, oh Prophet of Allah, go on. Anyway, I came home, I narrated it. I narrated it to my husband Zubair ibn al-Awam. And then he then spoke to my father Abu Bakr, who arranged a slave for me. When that slave came, I felt so relieved, as if Allah Ta'ala had liberated me. And I mentioned this riwayat. She says, my husband was a rather strict person. So I came to my father, the riwayat of Ibn Sa'd, which is in Hayat al-Sahaba. And I said, oh my father, you know what? My husband is a bit strict in the relation. I don't know if I can carry on. Abu Bakr said, if every father can be the Abu Bakr of today. Ya bunayyatu isbiri. Oh my daughter, make sabr. Fa innal mar'ata idha kana laha zawjun salih. When a woman has a pious partner in this world, thumma mata anha, and then he dies being pleased with her. Walam tazawwaj ba'dahu, and she remains loyal and faithful to her previous husband, and she doesn't marry onwards. Jama'ahumullahu fil jannah. Allah will unite them in Jannah. I will mention two things and I conclude. Really, my plea is to the sister of today. My plea is to the mother-in-law of today. Reflect over the life of this woman. She says, one day I was in this land. The Prophet of Allah was gone out. There was no food at home. We had a non-Muslim neighbor. Anyway, she prepared some food. After preparing some food, I was hungry now. Wa ana hamilun bi ibnati Khadija. I was expecting my daughter, who later I came to know was Khadija. She had 6 sons. I went to the house of the neighbor, asked for some fire with the hope she'll invite me for the meal. But she did not invite me. I sat there, brought the flame home. And as I brought, you know, if the barbecue happening next door, it kills the neighbors. You know what's happening. It's in the environment, the entire atmosphere. So anyway, I went there, I brought the flame. It increased my crave for food. But this woman did not call me in any way. I went for the second time. I said, can I have some flame? She told me, take the flame and go. I came back, I fell down, my husband is gone out, total sabr, I'm expecting, today's woman, what postnatal depression, before she gets pregnant, she's depressed, after she gets, she's depressed, she's going through depression upon depression, this woman is pregnant, her husband is out, there's no food, no depression, why? Because she's complying to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the husband came home, he said, did anybody come home today? She said, Al-Arabiyyatu taqtabis nara. Our Arab neighbor came home. She was asking for some fire. The husband said, no, I think she needed some food. Send a platter of food. Asma said, when that food came, tears of joy. Allah knows what hunger I ate. I leave you with the last thing in the life of Asma. My sister, again, my plea to you is, reflect over the life of Asma and you will save that marriage. You will save that relation and you'll see the goodness of it. Asma radiallahu anha said, when I made hijrat, I was expecting my son Abdullah bin Zubair. This will make every hair on your body stand. This, if you only apply, inna fi dhalika la dhikra. لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. She said, I was in my 9th month, in the final stages of pregnancy. I left from Medina, from Makkah to Medina. When I got to Medina, وَلَدْتُ بِقُبَى. I came to Quba and I experienced labor pain and I gave birth. When I gave birth, then my child brought a lot of joy to the Muslims because the disbelievers said, we have cast a spell on your woman and they are barren. From today, they won't bear any child. And the birth of my child refuted the perception that there was a spell that was cast. I brought my child and I put the son Abdullah in the lap of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salam then took him, da'a bi tamara. He said, bring me a date. Madagaha. He then chewed the date. Tafala fi wajhi. Subhanallah, he then put that saliva in his mouth. Wallah, I cry and I say, Abdullah bin Zubair, may our parents be sacrificed for you. We came in the world, we were given to the lap of a nurse. Some was given to a nursing mother. Some they put a bottle, others they put a pacifier. Abdullah had the saliva of my Nabi in his mouth. Can you imagine the future of that child who commences with the saliva of Nabi alayhi salam? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam da'a lahu. He made dua for him. Wa barraka alayhi. He blessed him. She says, thus Abdullah then grew up. Again, Allah knows best. I couldn't come across the reason. As this Asma grew up and the relation prospered, for whatever reason, Zubair ibn Awam divorced his wife. So now she goes through another setback in her life. Everything she has done, Allah knows best. Zubair ibn Awam divorces his wife. Asma radiallahu anha said, then I then devoted my life with my son Abdullah bin Zubair. He had a very promising future. He was 9 when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. He then became the governor of Makkah. And he refused to pledge his allegiance to Yazid, and the story is very long. And then Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, who took over, and his governor Hajjaj ibn Yusuf came to attack him, and he laid siege around Makkah. And after 26 days, he captured Abdullah ibn Zubair. Now I leave you with the last words of parting advice. Let me show you what type of a mother she was. In the riwayat it comes, the day that Abdullah ibn Zubair was assassinated, اليوم التي قتل فيها ابن زبير دخل على أمه. He said, let me go greet my mother. I have a feeling that today is my last day. So as he comes to his mother, he asks his mother was 100 years at that time. لم يفقد لها بصر ولم يسقط لها سن. She had not lost a tooth and she had not lost her vision. Today's scientists would have post-mortem her whole body and made research out of it. Her entire body was intact at the age of 100. See what Allah gave this woman. Anyway, I came to my mother. I said, Mom, I think today is my last day. How are you feeling, oh my mother? A dialogue between a mother and a child. She's divorced. She's at the age of 100. Her son is out in the battle. He's the governor of Makkah. So I asked her, how are you feeling? She said, I am feeling sick, my son. So I consoled my mother and I said, Inna fil mawti la raha. Listen, my mother, peace and happiness lies in death only. So my mother told me, La'allaka anta tamannahu li. Are you desiring that I must die before you? So I said, I kept quiet. My mother said, listen, my son, ma uhibbu an amuta qablak, ma uhibbu an amuta hatta ati ala ahadi tarfayk. I want to live to see your death so I can make sabr on your death and Allah can reward me. Have you ever heard of a woman? Have you ever heard of a woman in the annals of human history whose aspiration is to live beyond her mother? I told you, unique as a wife, unique as a daughter-in-law, outstanding as a mother-in-law, and outstanding as a mother. Oh my son, I want to love to see that you die. I make sabr on your death, and then I will respond to the call of my Allah. Anyway, these are the last words. She then separates her son, and she thumma wadda'aha. Her last words is, إِيَّاكَ أَن تُعْتِي خَصْلَةً مِّن دِينِكَ مَخَافَةَ الْقَتْلِ. My son, we end here. Your father, the marriage had broken up. These are the last words of your mother. Don't forsake your deen to secure your kingdom. Don't forsake. I ask you, my mother, when your son goes out, have you ever said this year, you're going overseas, don't forsake your salah to secure the deal. Don't forsake your salah to make it in the exams. The last words of the parting mother and son, and they separate. And then he goes, and that very day, a stone hurls and hits him on his head. Sara'athu. And then it breaks. And then it causes a severe flow of blood. The last words he uttered, Allahu Akbar, Ya Asma'u in kutiltu la tabkini, lam yabqa illa hasabi wa dini, wa sarimun la natbihi yamini. My mom, my breath is going. My mom, my soul is departing. My mother, you will be told shortly, your Zubair is gone. Hold yourself together. I won't be able to hold you. I will be gone. Hold yourself together, my mom, and embrace yourself. My deen will remain, my character will remain. And rely on this, Allah will unite us in Jannah. When the news came, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, the notorious bloodshedder, after he was killed, he then hung the body of Abdullah ibn Zubair, and for 3 days he left it. After the third day, Asma radiallahu anha took a slave girl and she went to the body, and with great strength and vision, with great, you know, courage, she then brought the body of her son down and she said, on this body of my son, I know Allah will shower blessings and descend His mercy on every particle. After that, she arranged for the ghusl, and then she seen that the kafan was done and her son was buried, and 10 days later she went and joined her son in Jannat. Really, my brothers, I'm asking you, read their life. The last riwayat, when Aisha radiallahu anha says, Ummi Habiba was in the throes of death. Ummi Habiba sent a note to me and she said, Aisha, please come, I want to meet you urgently. So I came there, I came to the bedside. She said, listen, Aisha, قَدْ كَانَ يَكُونُ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الضَّرَائِرِ. You are the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's co-wife. I am his co-wife. I am on my way out. We had a lot of bickerings in the relation. I'm a woman, you're a woman. I can't die with this in my heart. I'm asking you, forgive me so I can sigh with relief and pass onwards. Aisha said, I have forgiven you. Ummi Habiba said, Sarraki, sarartani sarrakillah. You made me happy. May Allah make you happy. Then Ummi Habiba sent a message to Ummi Salma, who was her co-wife. She said, listen, we are women. We had our ups and downs. Let's close the chapter. I'm about to breathe my last. I cry to Allah and I wish my Allah takes my message across the globe. I wish this can leave every mother-in-law and daughter-in-law reflecting. I'm asking you, my mother, and I'm asking you, my daughter, if Aisha and Ummi Habiba, and Ummi Habiba and Ummi Salma could patch up for the pleasure of Allah, for the bigger picture of Akhirah, I'm hoping from Allah, and I'm optimistic after you have heard what Allah has said, that today will be the day you will call your daughter-in-law, embrace her one another, and make it a general atmosphere of forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill within us the reality of what was said, and revive in our likes, the likes of Asma radiallahu anha. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.